AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. official says last-minute ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran look uncertain as a two-week truce is set to expire. Both sides say they're prepared to resume fighting. Vice President J.D. Vance was supposed to lead the U.S. team in Pakistan. He called off his trip. Jason Campbell with the Middle East Institute says the White House is conflicted in its messaging.
And I think part of this is Iran is very adept at taking advantage of opportunities to strengthen their position. And I think they're sitting back now playing this game about whether they will or will not go to Islamabad, in part in reaction to the lack of straight messaging coming out of the White House.
President Trump talked to CNBC about his strategy in talks.
Well, I expect to be bombing because I think that's a better attitude to go in with. But we're ready to go. I mean, the military is raring to go. They are absolutely incredible. You know, I built the military in my first term. I'm using it now.
Iran's chief negotiator said Tehran has new cards on the battlefield that haven't yet been revealed. A judge rescheduled a hearing in which he is expected to sentence OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma to forfeit $225 million to the U.S. government. The Trump administration is requiring all 50 states to explain their plans to revalidate some Medicaid providers. Dr. Mehmet Oz announced the move at a Politico healthcare summit. Pope Leo denounced the colonization of minerals and the lust for power in Equatorial Guinea at the end of his four-nation African trip. The country's repressive leader has been in office since 1979. Florida Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Sherfalus McCormick is resigning rather than be formally disciplined by the House as part of an ethics investigation into her use of campaign funds. A teenager admitted to arson after an attack on a synagogue in London. The 17-year-old pleaded guilty in court. This is AP News. South Korean police are moving to arrest the K-pop mogul behind BTS.
Ban Soo-hook, chairman of HYBE, arriving at a Seoul police station for an initial interrogation on 15 September 2025. South Korean police are now seeking to arrest the music mogul as they expand an investment fraud probe. Bang's under investigation over allegations that he misled investors in 2019 by telling them that HYBE had no plans to go public, inducing them to sell their shares to a private equity fund before the company proceeded with an initial public offering. BTS had performed in front of tens of thousands of international fans at a free comeback concert in Seoul last month. The group's kicking off a series of U.S. events with a concert in Tampa, Florida later this month. I'm Charles.
Billionaires Michael and Susan Dell are giving to an AI-native medical center with a $750 million gift to the University of Texas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.